So Eli Holstein, first starting experience, game one, 55 points, game two, biggest pick comeback since 1971, I think it is, right? Third game, down 10, 4:55 left, wins the football game. Pat Narduzzi makes the decision, I'm going with Cade Bell. I'm going with the young quarterback who's got significant upside. And we're going to let him win us football games. And then you've got the Steelers, Mike Tomlin, year 17. Look, Pat Narduzzi's changed his stripes. Pat Narduzzi said, well, this is the way we're going. And they went and they haven't looked back. They're 3-0. And I thought Doug brought up a great point yesterday, Doran, when Pitt was 3-9, they change everything. You come back, and this quarterback, you're letting him go. Mistakes, otherwise, you go play.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Steelers, you got a fourth-year quarterback, and you're putting him in this box. And I do think that's a fascinating point that Doug Whaley brings up, the way that they view things.
Well, it's two head coaches, and one getting out of the way and one standing in the way because they want to be in the forefront. I mean, there's one that realizes that I need to change the way and change and get with the trends of our respective level of sport, and another saying, like, I've won a Super Bowl, and I want to do things my way. As Pat said before, with all due respect, Mike Tomlin wants to do things his way, even if things do change. Like, he still believes in his philosophy, and he thinks that is a winning brand of football.
You know, Doug makes a valid point. I do think the cards in either hand are much different, right? Pat Narduzzi doesn't have an elite defense right now, as much as he would hate to admit that. I think they've got a young defense that's getting better, but obviously they've given up the run in consecutive weeks. They've given up, I mean, not a ton of points, but they haven't been as stingy as the Steelers. So that's different. College football is I mean, look, I watched the Eagles game. There were 5 illegal offensive linemen downfields called in that game. They're not calling that in college.
Nope.
It is legislated and officiated so much different. So for Pat Narduzzi to make the change to this style of offense was more like, I have to, because there's just no other way to compete. Whereas in pro football, what Mike Tomlin's doing, we're going to see a mirror image of it on Sunday. And teams without a star quarterback largely play like this, especially if they have an elite defense. So I do want to defend Mike Tomlin a little bit. Now, the circumstances of Pitt's last two games have also dictated that Eli Holstein's got to cut it loose and play. Now, I'm not saying if they go up 21-0 on Saturday, they're going to sit on the ball. And like, I think it's hilarious, and it's going to take time, and maybe I'll be proven wrong. But Pat Narduzzi's like, the last 2 weeks, like, we lost time of possession. I don't think Cade Bell cares about time of possession.
Nope.
And I would be shocked. Maybe this weekend notwithstanding, even though Youngstown State averages like 38 minutes time of possession a game, I'd be shocked if Pitt wins time of possession in a game this year. And they may go, and they may win, I don't know, 8, 9, 10, 11 games. Who knows? But that's not a metric that matters as much to this style of offense, but it's still in Pat Narduzzi's DNA. When he looks at keys to victory, he's looking at time of possession. It's going to be hard for him to change his stripes on that one. But I say all that to say, like, the circumstances also have dictated that Eli Holstein has to go take the game and pull it out of the fire. We haven't seen that happen yet to Justin Fields and or Russell Wilson.
What are you looking at over there now?
He was just doing a stretch. Are you double jointed in your elbow?
He is.
I am not.
Well, don't you got a weird elbow thing going on?
Your elbow?
Oh, yeah, they click because I pitched and wrestled.
Your left one?
Both my elbows click.
Okay. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Like,
can't imagine why that woman.
Let's see what happens
if
the Steelers are down double digits in the fourth quarter. You know, I don't think they're going to just hand the ball off. We'll see what Justin Fields and this receiving core have, and there are legitimate concerns about can they play that way. I mean, if the dam's going to break, it's got to break in circumstances like that.
The big difference for me is Pat Narduzzi saw you win an ACC championship a couple years ago, and that ball is in the air a lot.
Yeah,
you got Kenny Pickett. You got Jordan Addison, you got a good offensive line, veteran offensive line, put the ball in the air, win an ACC championship. What I still don't know that Mike Tomlin is looking at, and look, I think he's done a good job through 2 weeks. I said that the other day. Like, I grade different in September than I do late in the season. But the reality of the situation is, his way for Narduzzi, I'm going to go back and do some of the things that we did when we won one. Mike Tomlin, at least right now, I'm going to keep doing stuff that gets me to 9-8, 10-7, and hadn't won jack crap in 7 years. And that, to me, is a huge difference.
Well, it's a difference, too, because of the quarterback situation. Like, I mean, I know he respects Russell Wilson, and he probably does respect, and he's gaining respect on Justin Fields. But having Ben Roethlisberger, a Hall of Fame quarterback, does change the way you do things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, compared to college, I mean, there's quarterbacks in college that can just go sling the ball over the yard and may not be Heisman candidates, but they are, you know, a huge component to what they do on offense. But in the NFL, you got to have that guy at that quarterback spot.
There's only a few of them.
Don't you got to find out if you got the guy?
Yeah, but they've had 3 years to watch Justin Fields play. And I think that they are very much in a situation right now where he has got to incrementally earn trust. And I don't know at which point, I'm not going to be able to put my finger on it and say, this is the time. You're like, it's going to be circumstantially driven. They're going to play this way until circumstances dictate otherwise. Whether people like it or not, people want to win. And they're finding they have a formula to win ball games right now. Ultimately, that formula will have to change, and they'll have to throw something else in there to be able to score faster and score more explosively. But that hasn't been the case yet. And it may not be the case Sunday. It may not be the case the week after that. Who knows? But I think if you just asked all of us, if you throw Russell Wilson out there and Justin Fields out there, who do you trust more? I trust Russell Wilson more. Who has more upside? Who are you more intrigued about their athletic ability and arm talent? It's without question Justin Fields. But there's 3 years of footage of his instincts not being great.